Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Good morning. As promised, our guests on Local Focus this morning from Safe Light, we have Lauren Wilkie. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
A pleasure as always.
Same.
And we have, for the first time on Local Focus, Susan Huter. She is Associate Director with Safe Light. Susan, welcome.
Thank you.
Nice to have you on board as well.
Great to be here.
Lauren, let's start with you. We've got a number of things to talk about.
We do.
All within the Safe Light umbrella.
That's right.
But you've got some events coming up, and it's a special month that we're talking about.
It is a very special month.
So let me let you lead us off here.
So Susan's going to talk more. April is Child Abuse Prevention Month and Sexual Assault Awareness Month.
Okay.
And to highlight this month, we have two large events happening at Safe Light. We really hope everybody will join us April 4th at 4:30. That's 4:30.
Yes.
For our resale store ribbon cutting.
We have been talking about this. Now it's open now. It's redone,
open.
But the official ribbon cutting is Thursday.
That's our ta-da. We really wanted to save it so that we could have time to get everything put back out, make it beautiful. We just got our windows all painted for the awareness months.
Wow.
And now we're really ready to welcome and reopen. We redid the whole space. We opened it. It's brighter. It's safer. It looks beautiful.
Wow. It's always been such a great place. So I haven't seen it since the renovation. So I'm really looking forward to seeing
it. Yeah, we invite the community to join us. You don't have to RSVP. Just show up to join us that day.
Okay.
And if you can't, that's okay. We're open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4. Join us anytime.
Fantastic. And that's Thursday. And what time is the ribbon cutting again?
4:00 at 4:30.
4:00, 4:30.
Yeah.
Got it. That makes so much sense. And by the way, congratulations on an incredibly successful resale store. Also, I know that the dollars that come in off of that are incredibly important, but you wouldn't have a successful resale store without people donating and without people buying.
Absolutely. Wonderful patrons, amazing volunteers. It's part of our job training program.
Right.
So we pay some of our clients to work in the store. Our staff is incredible. The community response for donations is great.
Yeah.
And fun fact, we were the first resale store in Western North Carolina. It started as a children's boutique and an old house, which is where the new courthouse stands.
Really?
True.
That would have been back in the Mainstay days,
that's
right?
Correct.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. That is good. Uh-huh.
And some people still call it.
I'm making a note for trivia.
Some people still call it the Purple Ribbon. Purple Ribbon being the symbol for domestic violence awareness.
Right. Interesting. Thank you for that fact. Mm-hmm. Another event coming up this month
do.
As well.
So Friday, April 26th at 12:30 will be our annual Henderson County Humanitarian Awards Luncheon.
Mm-hmm.
You can sign up for that on our website and make sure that you secure a seat for you and anyone else who wants to learn more about donating and volunteering with Safe Light.
Yeah.
We'll highlight five of our key donors and supporters and volunteers at that event. And we just can't wait to have that with our community and celebrate how together it really takes the village to create the change that we do for survivors.
So we're going to talk about awareness here in just a moment, but Lauren, while we've got you, can we just touch again on the first of all, how thankful you all are, but how important the volunteers are for Safe Light and all of the programs that you
absolutely.
Have.
Oh, absolutely. We have over 70 a month
that
engage regularly.
Wow.
And then we have groups and single sort of one-offs as folks come and do activities with us, such as planting the flowers, which is coming up end of April. We'll be planting begonias in all of our flower beds.
Well, speaking of flowers, you brought me a bouquet.
I did bring you a bouquet of pinwheels.
Of pinwheels. What are the pinwheels about? What is this about?
I'm going to let Susan share the importance of the pinwheel.
Susan Huter, Associate Director. Once again, welcome to Local Focus on the Q. Talk to us about this Awareness Month. What are we making sure we are aware of
absolutely.
This month?
So hopefully you've seen pinwheels all around the county. And pinwheels represent Child Abuse Prevention Month.
Okay.
And they represent just fun, whimsical, magical in the wind, as a child's life should be.
Mm-hmm.
And so hopefully as you see those pinwheels, you think about a child in your life that you can make a difference for, and that's the symbol for Child Abuse Prevention.
Okay, and so this April is Child Abuse Prevention Month.
It is. And so at that grand opening, we will invite people to get one of their fingernails painted blue to represent the 1 in 10 children who are affected by child abuse every in the United States.
Well, that, you know, that's one of those things that we like to, if we don't see it, we like to think it doesn't happen, but you guys deal with this on a daily basis, don't you?
We do. We have over 200 kids that come through the Children's Advocacy Center at Safe Flight. We have lots of kids in our shelter as well as in our counseling center. So we're working with children every day. And we know the difference that one caring adult makes in a child's life. And so that's why we want to continue talking about it.
So what are things we as a community can do during Child Abuse Prevention Month?
Absolutely. You can just think about that child and actually check in with them, see how they're doing. We also run a program called Camp Hope, and we're looking for volunteers.
So right.
Kids who are affected by trauma. We meet once a month, and we're doing a week-long summer residential camp experience at Green River Preserve this summer.
Correct me if I'm wrong. This is a newer program, isn't it?
It's a brand new program.
Right. That's what I was thinking. Camp Hope.
Yes. So you can come volunteer with us as well.
What would volunteers do for Camp Hope?
Volunteers can serve as mentors. It's not a one-on-one mentoring program.
Okay.
It's just being available for kiddos if they need someone to talk to or someone that's just around that cares about them. We're looking for cabin staff, folks that can stay in the cabins with the kiddos during the May 26th through 31st week-long program.
Okay.
As well as donations of different items that we'll need during that week as well as monthly.
Is there a certain age group of child that will be at this camp?
Yeah. Right now we're focusing on 7 to 11. Year-olds.
Wow. Wow, that's a lot to go through at that age, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is.
And where are the children coming from that will go to this camp?
So the camp is for kids in Henderson County, and we are getting referrals from any community members for kids who've experienced trauma. So we're getting a lot of referrals from the schools, but also from Counseling Center, our Safe Flight agency, and any of our community agencies.
So this year will be the first Camp Hope?
It'll be the first
year. Wow. I can't wait to talk to you guys again in about 10 years or so. And to see just what a difference this makes for a child, even though it won't take 10 years for that difference, but it'll be interesting, won't it?
It will be.
Yeah, it will be. I mean, to me, this is how we're going to break the cycle of abuse. This is how. And this year we're focusing on 7 to 11. Next year it'll be 7 to 12. Next year it'll be 7 to 13, so that it's progressive programming as the kids age, so they don't age out, but they continue in the program in a different way.
Wow. Lauren, you had something?
I was just going to highlight, this is a national empirically based model. We will be one of 50 Camp Hope Americas and the first in Henderson County.
Wow. And that's coming up in May, right?
Yes. But we work with the kids once a month.
Sure.
And
then the
residential is in May.
Gotcha. Yeah. So once again, April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. What can we, so we need to be thinking about that, of course, as a community, but what can we as a community do to help support Safe Flight and what you are doing?
Yeah. So we, while we work with kids, we're trying to support their basic needs. So donations of snacks and food, even toiletry items, things that kind of cost money, but yet kids need.
Yeah.
Could be school supplies, could be backpacks. So things that help normalize their reason to get service and their ability to show up every day.
Do you still have your wish list on your website?
We sure do. Okay. Our Amazon wish list, we keep up to date for each of our programs, and it lists what program it goes for. And you can also on the website see the link for signing up for Henderson County Humanitarian Awards on the events page.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And that website is?
www.safelightfamily.org.
Safelightfamily.org. Got it. Okay. Ribbon cutting for the resale store is this coming Thursday at 4:30. And the Humanitarian Awards, when is that again?
April 26th.
April
it's a 26th. Luncheon.
Okay. And it's Child Abuse Prevention Month this month?
Yep. And it's also Sexual Assault Awareness Month this month. So I'm going to add one more date to that calendar.
Please.
And that's the 24th of April. And that's Denim Day. That's where we stand in solidarity with a court ruling that happened in 1999, where the Supreme Court said that a sexual assault didn't happen because it must have been consensual when it wasn't. And so we now wear denim on April 24th in solidarity with this case of bringing awareness to sexual assault.
Okay. So once again, Sexual Assault Awareness Month and Child Abuse Awareness Month this month. So anything we can do at any time for Safe Flight, but especially right now and as we get geared up for the very first Camp Hope here for Hendersonville and Henderson County. That's very exciting. You guys are amazing. it seems like you're one of those nonprofits that every time we turn around, you're finding out a new way to serve. Does that make sense, what
yes.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You keep improving. You keep adding services because you find a need.
And the need's coming from our clients asking for it. So when there's a gap and there's more help that we could give, we're just a yes agency.
Sure. Finding out ways to say yes. Wow. SafeLightFamily.org. Guys, thank you so much. Susan, great to have you here. Lauren, as always, thank you very much as well. SafeLightFamily.org. You can find out more about everything we were talking about, and you can find out how you can volunteer, donate, or help with SafeLight. Once again, it's SafeLightFamily.org. Local Focus, we do it every Tuesday and Thursday right here on your community radio station, WTZQ.